Sorry, začínám znova, nenahrávám se. Tak, ladies and gentlemen, the new European Commission took office on Friday, the 1st of November, and I would like to use this opportunity to briefly comment on its composition, on its structure, and on its priorities. So let us start with the composition of the new European Commission. As you all know, the European Commission is made up of 27 commissioners, one for each member state, excluding the United Kingdom, because when the Commission was being composed, the United Kingdom, or when the Commission, the new Commission started, the United Kingdom should have already been gone from the EU. So there is only 27 commissioners. The president of the Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, was very clever about putting this commission together. She really managed to cater to different priorities of many different interest groups. Let me give you a few examples. This commission, for example, is the most gender balanced. There are 13 women and 14 men. To compare it with the previous one, the previous Juncker Commission only had 8 women. This was a very deliberate choice by Ursula von der Leyen. She did it to secure the support of the liberal factions in the European Parliament, because these, after the recent election, have quite a big say in the European Parliament. Then there is also geographical balance in the Commission. The European Commission has 3 executive vice presidents. Originally, there were only supposed to be 2, but von der Leyen fought very hard to add a 3rd one. And this one, executive VP, was meant to be somebody from a new member state. And as a result, the chair or the post went to the Latvian commissioner. So she really made sure that the new member states are represented. The allocation of specific portfolios was very smart as well. For example, the post of commissioner for trade went to Phil Hogan from Ireland, which means that when or if the UK actually leaves the EU, it will be an Irishman responsible for negotiating a new trade deal with the UK. Now let me comment briefly on the structure of the Commission. This European Commission is much more hierarchical than the previous one. We have, as I've mentioned clearly, the president, then we have executive vice presidents, and these are responsible for the Commission's major priorities. And these priorities are often tied to several different portfolios. Then we have vice presidents of the Commission. Some of them have a directorate general at their disposal, some of them don't. And then there are also regular members of the Commission, regular commissioners. Some people predict that this very hierarchical structure will make the European Commission more political. And now, last but not least, the priorities of the new European Commission. I think that the most visible change when it comes to priorities is the amount of attention that the new European Commission has decided to pay to climate change. It is one of its top priorities, clearly, because the person responsible for this agenda is the first executive vice president, Frans Timmermans. Also, the new Commission would like to boost cooperation among EU member states in the field of security, in the field of defense, and then there are those traditional priorities such as jobs, growth, investment in innovation, research and development, things like that. Now, I think that that's probably enough about the Commission in general, and I'm happy to answer any specific questions you might have. Thank you.